Okay, I want you to just listen to me for a while. It's something anyone can do. Now I want you to imagine a pair of women's panties. That's right, a pair of women's panties. It's an article of clothing that you've put on before. It's something that I'm sure you like the feel of much better than any men's undergarment. I'm sure you know the feel of them very well. They're soft and silky and comfortable. They feel so very good. You know exactly what that feeling is, a very good comfortable feeling. It's a feeling that you enjoy very very much. It's actually very relaxing to wear women's panties. It just makes you feel so very very good. Now as you think about putting them on, I want you to let yourself relax. Just relax. Feel as if your mind is wrapped up in the same luxury that you feel when you put on a pair of women's panties. Feel the panties almost as if they are wrapping themselves around your mind, nice and soft and gentle and comfortable, so very very familiar, such a good feeling. Feel your mind getting wrapped up in relaxation now. Just feel it. Starting to drift away as you listen to my voice and imagine the panties. Imagine them, imagine how good they feel. My voice feels that way, good and comfortable, a nice soothing comfortable voice that seems to carry you down. Down into a very deep state of relaxation. That's right. Just listening to my voice is kind of like wearing a nice comfortable to wear pair of panties. It relaxes you, it makes you feel good. It takes you down deeper and deeper as you listen to it, relaxing you more and more with each and every word. Every word that I speak seems to take you down a bit further. You let yourself luxuriate my voice just like you would a pair of woman's panties. And as you listen to it, you find every other thought slipping away. Every other distraction is slipping away. You set them all aside as you listen to my voice, relaxing more and more, further and further, deeper and deeper, allowing yourself to be caught up in my words, wrapped up in the familiar comfort of my voice, as it lets you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable. It feels as if my voice is relaxing your entire body. Feel it. Feel it relaxing your legs. They just get more and more heavy and comfortable as you listen to me. So heavy and comfortable, relaxed. As you listen to my voice and sink into a nice deep comfortable trance. My voice is so comfortable. It almost feels as if you are wearing it. As if my voice sends wave after wave of relaxation through you. Feel the relaxation passing through your legs, passing through your legs on the way up to your head. Your entire legs. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as the relaxation passes through you, taking you down deeper and more comfortable with every passing word. My voice feels so good to listen to. It feels so good and so comfortable. Very much like a pair of women's panties. Something that just simply feels right as it relaxes you further and further. Feel your body relaxing. Your body, your waist, your legs, your feet. All nice and comfortable and relaxed. It feels so good, so very very good to be listening to me. So very very good to be relaxing further and further. It's such a comfortable feeling. It's such a wonderful feeling, it's a freeing feeling. You enjoy it so very very much to just let yourself go and relax, and feel that wave of relaxation flowing through you all the way through your legs, through your waist, up your body, all the way to your shoulders. That's right. Just nice and comfortable. Just listening to my voice and relaxing further and further. It feels so very very good to listen to my voice, to let me wrap you up in my voice, setting aside every worry, every problem, everything, but the act of listening to me. Listening to me and sinking down deeper and deeper into a nice comfortable trance. That's right. Just let yourself go as you listen to me. Feel another wave of relaxation passing to your body, passing up your feet, all the way up your legs, all the way through your stomach, all the way to your shoulders. Your entire body feeling so very, very comfortable and relaxed. Feel the way flowing down your arms, relaxing your arms and your hands, relaxing your entire body. Feel yourself luxuriating in my voice, enjoying its nice calming effects, enjoying being so very, very relaxed. Just let yourself enjoy my words, let yourself let go, as you listen to me, and set aside everything else. So nice and deep, so very, very relaxed. It feels so good to be relaxed, to listen to my voice and set everything else aside. So relaxed, so comfortable. It feels so very, very good. Now, feel another wave of relaxation flowing through your body, taking you down even deeper as it passes up your feet, up your legs, through your stomach, all the way to your shoulders and down your arms, all the way through your hands, all the way up your neck. That's right, all the way up your neck and into your face. The relaxation wave taking you deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable. Just enjoying my voice as you set everything else aside. Just listening and letting go. It feels so good to let go, to relax, to put everything else aside and listen only to my voice. Now feel the last wave. Feel it passing through you, as it passes through you from your feet all the way to the top of your head. You find your body relaxing. Even deeper. Complete and utter relaxation as you listen to my voice and only my voice, setting aside all other distractions. Feel it passing through you. You can already feel it working its way to your waist, on your way up your body, all the way up your body, all the way to your head. The relaxation just flowing through you, making you feel so nice, so comfortable, so heavy. Now it's time to set aside even your body. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about anything else going on around you. Just feel yourself so very, very relaxed as my voice guides you into a very, very deep state of relaxation, where you will accept any suggestions that I may give you. Feel yourself. Feel the relaxation. Feel it and enjoy it. So relaxed and heavy. So very, very comfortable. And now that you are in this deep state, you will find yourself able to return to it whenever you listen to one of my files. Anytime you listen to my voice, you will feel it taking you down. Down into this nice, deep, comfortable place that you enjoy so much, that you enjoy very much. Like a pair of women's panties. It's just the most comfortable way to be. The most comfortable thing to do is to listen to me. To let go, to let yourself be in a nice deep trance, a nice deep comfortable trance. Now, that is exactly where you are, and you're going to discover something new when you wake up. You're going to discover that you are going to have to dress in women's clothes. It's not whether you want to or not. In fact, the more you fight it, the sooner it's going to happen. It is going to happen. You will wake up one morning, and you'll put on a pair of panties. Then you'll fight it for a while and you'll discover that you have to wear a bra, and then pretty soon you're going to have to wear an entire set of women's clothing. That is your destiny. That is your fate. You can actually feel yourself being slowly forced to cross-dress. That's right. You are being forced to do so. You can feel it happening. You can actually feel your mind being slowly forced to do this. You may resist it for a few seconds. You may resist it for a few days. You may even resist it for weeks. But in the end, you will have to dress up like a woman from head to toe. That's right. You will have to dress up like a woman completely from head to toe, You'll wear shoes, you'll wear women's dress, perhaps a woman's slacks, her panties, her bra, her shirt. You probably even do your nails. All of these things will have to happen for you to get yourself released from this, and then once you've been released, the desire will just start all over again from the beginning until you find yourself a cross-dressing very, very regularly. That's right. You're going to be forced to be a cross-dresser. It is not a matter of choice. You can fight it as much as you want. You may decide to fight it each and every day. You may get up in the morning and say, "I will not dress like a woman," but the desire will creep back in there. It'll creep in at the edge of your mind, and you'll listen to this file again, and it will reinforce the desire. And after a while, you'll find yourself having to cross-dress. That's right. You have to do it. There is no choice in this at all. You cannot stop yourself. All you can do is to delay the inevitable. And the more you delay it, the more quickly you will find yourself succumbing the next time. That's right. If you fight it, the harder you fight it the first time, and then the next time you will find the curse kicks in even faster, forcing you to cross-dress more quickly than it did the first time. You are going to eventually be forced to cross-dress regularly. There's just simply nothing you can do about it. You are going to be forced into this condition. It isn't a matter of choice. It isn't a matter of free will. In fact, you have no choice at all. This is going to happen. You made the choice to listen to this curse, and now that you are doing so, you have been afflicted. You are going to suffer from this curse from now on each and every time. You dress up as a woman. It will just simply start over again. And you'll find the urge growing, and growing, and growing, until you have to do it again. The urge will get stronger a little bit faster each and every time. And the longer and harder you resist the curse, the faster you will succumb to it the next time. So all you do by fighting it is make the inevitable happen even faster the next time around. There is no way to escape this. You made the mistake of listening. You chose to listen, and now you are going to be forced to cross-dress. Forced without any choice of your own. Forced without any ability to resist. It is simply going to happen to you. It will probably happen in stages. You'll probably start with panties or a bra or some other woman's lingerie item. But then you'll have to put on another item. And another. You'll start small, but you'll end up working your way up until you are completely dressed like a woman. Possibly even including hair and makeup. Although all that is actually required is a complete set of women's clothing, but the urge to dress like a woman will be there, and it will grow with each and every listening. It will grow with each and every time you succumb to the desire. Every time you succumb to the need. That's right. The need, which will grow with every repetition. With every listening to this file, the need will grow, and the file itself will draw you back in over and over again. You chose to listen to this file just once, but from now on it is going to be there in your mind. Hidden, but working against your subconscious mind, making you want to do it, making you want to listen again, forcing you to dress up like a woman, forcing you to cross-dress, because that is exactly what you are going to do, and there is no way out. You have chosen to listen to this curse, and now you are trapped in it. You are trapped in it until this curse is removed, which may well be for the rest of your life, and you will find yourself cross-dressing more and more frequently. Each and every time the curse repeats itself, because this curse doesn't have an ending. No, you'll start out and you'll fight it and you'll resist it, and after a while you'll give in and dress like a woman. And then the next time the effect will happen even faster, and it will carry all the way through, and you'll be dressed like a woman that much more quickly. And the more you try to resist it, the faster you end up dressed like a woman. So fighting it won't save you. The only thing you can do is slowly surrender, and the curse will make you dress like a woman more and more frequently until it is something you end up doing all of the time as often as you possibly can. That is the nature of this curse, and you cannot possibly escape it. It is becoming a part of you, and with every repetition it will grow stronger and stronger. And with every repetition you'll be dragged in further and further, and the curse will sink into your mind and take hold. And it will help you to become a cross-dresser whether you want to be one or not. That's right. It will force you to become a cross-dresser whether you want to or not. In fact, you can already feel the desires within you growing. Growing stronger and stronger. You want to dress up like a woman. You want to do so as frequently as you can. Each and every day if you possibly can. This is just simply something you need to do. There's something you want to do, it is something you desire, but that desire is not coming necessarily from within you. No, it is coming from this file, and the desire will grow stronger and stronger until it becomes your own desire. Until you cannot resist it any longer. And then once you surrender to it, it will start all over again. Building from the very beginning. It will be just simply a little desire that grows and grows and grows until you cannot ignore it any longer. Until it is a passion within you that you just simply must do. But if you do not do it, you will feel incomplete and unfulfilled. And you don't want that. So you have to dress. And you do it, again and again. There may be times that you try to fight this. There may be times you try to resist the curse. All that does is prolong the inevitable. And when you surrender to it the next time through, you will find that you surrender a little bit faster. Possibly quite a bit, depending on how hard you've struggled against it. The more you struggle, the more you get dragged into this curse, and forced to accept it, forced to accept the fact that you are going to cross-dress repeatedly. You want to do this. You have absolutely no choice in the matter. Your choice was taken away the moment you chose to listen to this file. And now that you have listened to it, you are trapped in it. You are trapped in it now and forever. It is going to keep affecting you. And the only way out will be to have me remove it. Beyond that, you'll find yourself coming back to this file time and again, listening to it over and over again and surrendering to it a little bit more. That's right. There is no way out. You are going to end up wearing women's clothing. What's worse, it will feel good, and each time you do it, it'll feel a little bit better. It'll be a little bit easier. It'll feel a little bit more natural, until you find yourself doing it all the time. A new wave will know that it's the curse doing this to you. There won't be any way to stop it, because the curse is there, it is inescapable. Is becoming a part of you. A part of you you cannot set aside or deny. And you will listen to the file over and over again until your subconscious mind accepts the curse utterly. And then you'll find yourself obeying it even quicker. You will find yourself accepting it even more completely and utterly. This curse is going to trap you. It is going to make you a cross-dresser. Whether you desire it or not, it will force you to do so even against your very will, because you made the mistake of listening. And now that you have done so, you will become a cross-dresser inch by inch. This curse will force you to do so, dragging you one step at a time into dressing in women's clothing, and then making you do it more and more frequently. That is exactly what is happening. And there is no way out. And now, Now it is time. Time for you to wake back up and begin feeling the full effects of this curse. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake.